Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Jim Robb of the LMIC in just one moment.
Come on, rookie, is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach.
Add muscle to your glyphosate burndown with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
And Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014 live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle all told on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's Superior. We bring the market to you. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center with us again today. Had the opportunity to visit with him at the recent Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention trade show in Midwest City, Oklahoma, talking about where we are in our cattle industry right now in this very historic time of extremely high prices, whether we're talking about wholesale box beef trade, feedlot cattle, yearling cattle, calves, mama cows, cull cows, right on down the line. And a lot of the reason for very strong demand right now, the U.S. beef export market.
We look at these consumers overseas, and depends on the world economy, but some of our strongest markets recently have been somewhat Japan, Mexico, Canada. You know, these are pretty favorable markets at this point in time. So as the world economy is really driving that, and beef is still a rather preferred item around the world. But those international consumers, many of them are more price sensitive than U.S. consumers are. So there's a little bit more risk in that marketplace.
I know that in a few days ago you did an interview with Eric Atkinson talking about the import issue as well. So that imports are a very strong level as well.
The imports of beef, and a lot of that is that the U.S. prices are attracting in the imports. But additionally, we also have a drought still ongoing in Australia, and that's allowing some of the imports to be at these levels. So some of it's drought related, but you know, with our cow kill pulling back as dramatically as it had recently, we need that lean product to come into our manufactured beef markets and our hamburger markets. We're really pulling that product in, and we see, you know, cutter cow cutout values record high. So I think this whole puzzle really does fit together, and it really is being driven by this demand profile.
And that excellent demand profile telling cattle producers, rebuild your mama cow herd if you can.
When it comes to those decisions that are being made out in the country, I know we've tried to anticipate when those mama cows are going to be retained. Maybe the older cows help for another calf. Heifers are started being held for putting into the herd themselves. Where do you think, where are we with our ranchers on that?
I think from a nationwide perspective, we're at the transition point this summer where we're starting to hold back heifers. We have to restock a lot of ranches that have been destocked with drought in recent years. There's lots of pockets in the U.S. that are still struggling. But I think we look at the national perspective, we're in the transition point in time, and we're clearly stabilizing the size of the beef cow herd. There's an outside chance we can have a little bit of growth on January 1, but we're certainly holding back more heifers. And that hold back of heifers and the reduced cow kill is actually gaining momentum almost week by week.
Jim Robb of the LMIC, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.